Well, Anglicare's new rental affordability snapshot, they do it every year, they've been doing it for 8 years now, has given us a grim look into the future of affordable housing for people on welfare. Casey Chambers is Executive Director of Anglicare Australia, and The Wire's Jess Supple asked her who is struggling the most.
Certainly the group who've got it the hardest are those young people on youth allowance. So anyone who's not working under the age of 24, as I say, 8 properties out of 67,500 would have been affordable for them. And of course we know that the government has got legislation planned to actually extend the age of youth allowance to 25. So it would be another year that you were in that situation before you got on to New Start if you weren't able to find a job in that time.
So if people can't afford to rent, they obviously can't afford their own homes. What are they doing? Are they sleeping rough? What are people doing?
In the short term, people are making financial decisions, which are very, very difficult and really unsustainable. So we see people who perhaps aren't eating as regularly as they should and certainly aren't eating particularly nutritious food. We see people who are making a choice between paying the rent and insuring the car. And often a car is, you know, something that they need to stay connected or to stay in work, particularly in a regional centre, or to look for work. We see people who are making those kind of financial decisions daily to stay in a rental property. After that, when that becomes untenable, it does get worse. As you say, people are couch surfing, people are sleeping in dead cars. Homelessness funding is decreasing every year, and each year it's being limped across by another year's funding. We need 5-year funding. We need to know that funding's safe so that people can get on with providing accommodation and support to people who are homeless.
So the federal budget is coming up in May. Is that what you would like to see the most?
Oh, it's difficult to see what we'd like to see the most. One of the other hopeful signs is that certainly the Treasurer has started to talk about renters, and that's great. Another interesting sign is that 6 years ago or so, when we were first doing this, the first couple of years, we used to get laughed off the airwaves for talking about targeting negative gearing, for talking about winding it back. And, of course, that is probably now in most people's conversations, except for federal cabinet, really. So there is money available. What we would like to see in the budget, however, is a long-term visionary plan, not something to tinker around the edges, not something to just address home ownership or just the rental area or just one area of the housing continuum, but a plan that actually sets us on a path towards a sustainable housing market and sustainable housing for every Australian. Everybody needs a home. It's where we, you know, where we feel safe, where we feel secure, where we're able to participate from. Without one, it makes it very, very difficult for people to get work. And it does talk into a country where we will have a great divide between those who have a home, those who have a stable place to live, and those who don't.
So are there any housing policy changes that you have seen make a difference over the last 8 years?
There are lots of good ideas out there, and we would certainly say that many of them won't work for everybody, but we should try them all. So, there's a lot of great innovation in the Anglicare network around young people and homelessness with things like FOIA services where education and training and work are wrapped around with housing. We do want to see some taxation changes because that we see as being the big game changer. If we could move that amount of money that goes into private pockets through negative gearing into a housing outcome, then we've funded it, and that's great. But there are numerous ways. There are shared equity schemes where people are able to save for a home with a lower deposit or actually buy in while, you know, underpinned with somebody else so that they can then rent to buy. There's lots of different kind of hybrids between renting and buying. But the other thing we would really like to say is that now that we are seeing that people live in rental for longer, we do need to ensure that people in rental housing can make a home of that rental house. And so we need more secure tenure. We need rents that are more controlled. We basically need that rental tenancy agreement to be a more balanced contract between the landlord and the tenant. At the moment, it's very, very skewed towards the landlord.
Anglicare's Casey Chambers speaking about that report. The new rental affordability snapshot comes out every year for 8 years, and obviously a bit of a shot at the government to have a look at the budget and see what is in it for housing policy.